Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumb has been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
This is America. There has to be winners. There has to be losers. My house is a microcosm of America. Someone, I don't know. I just told Melissa I know I'm tired because I'm just talking too much.
Oh, first day back from vacation. But, I mean, Bert is confident that this test result will go in his favor.
Stacy is on hold. Alan from New London Driving School is on hold. We will get the results here in just a second. Hey, Stace.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
There's a little bit of taunting going on this week on vacation, waiting for these results.
So you guys took this driving test before we left for vacation?
Yeah, Stacey, you want to explain exactly what the driving test was all about?
The driving test.
Well said.
They had a car, so we both had to drive the same car, so it was fair.
Okay.
And then we had... The school was in the car with us, and there were three people, so it made me a little tense. Except he asked me when I got in the car if I was nervous. I wasn't nervous at all, but he said you were.
I was.
Yeah. So.
Well, you took a bunch of Quaaludes before the test, right?
And I smoked a bunch of weed. Just clouded my judgment, my timing altogether.
Who said Quaaludes since Studio 54's been? Quaaludes? What the hell was that?
What is that, anyway?
So, yeah, we get in, we separately got in the car with Alan from New London Driving School. And it's not old school like it used to be. Like, I remember taking the driving test back in high school where you had a steering wheel and an accelerator and a brake on my side of the car.
Right.
And the instructor had the same on his side of the car.
Huh.
Dude just has a brake now.
Oh, okay.
There's no steering wheel. So if you're doing something wrong, Alan's going to hit the brake as quick as he can.
Now, before we get to the test itself, Stacey, we here in the studio have heard Bert talk about this driving test and how confident he is and the taunting. And I kind of, you know, saying that there's taunting going on. And, well, I want to hear from your perspective how Bert's been taunting you about this.
Well, he basically keeps saying that he got 100% on the test because it's going to be like a point system. And then he's like, there's just no way that you beat me. I did perfectly in the test. And I said to him, when I got in the car, Alan said to me, you know, I'm going to give you some information as we're driving, some rules and things you may have forgotten since you originally went to driving school. I'm not going to say how many years ago. And then... But Bert said that Alan didn't give him any instruction. So then I was kind of like, well, but he said it as soon as we got in the car. So then I was like, he wasn't doing it just because I needed it and Bert didn't. So I'm not sure what that meant, but I kind of felt like that was an advantage for me.
Why are they going into it? Because you're both in the same car going into it, I think, because you're a woman. He wanted to even the playing field. So he wanted to give you a little advantage.
Right. Okay. So anyway, so Bert said, well, since I didn't get instruction, then I know I did better than you, and there's just no way you could have beat me. And I didn't say anything. I mean, I've just been quiet. I've just been like, well, whatever, we'll just see the score.
I mean,
I know that I drive better than him. And the other thing on the test is, like, we had to do everything, highway driving, street driving, you know, lots of traffic lights, lots of left turns. But when we came back, I said, well, do you want to do some parking? And don't you think that maybe we should be graded on that? So I had to do some parking, pull in, back into a straight spot. Then I had to also parallel park. And I did all those perfectly. but Homer didn't have to park. And I was kind of bummed about that because that was the one thing that I think he's really bad at and that I'm much better at. So I was kind of bummed that he didn't have to do that.
They didn't ask me to do that.
Really?
For whatever reason, yeah.
It was my suggestion.
Okay.
So we were trying to bring him back downstairs to do the parking after I was done, but he'd already gone home at that point.
Darn it. That's just bum luck right there.
Parking was her trump card.
It was. Because, well, I don't think I'm a bad, I don't park badly. I park the boat that she calls a truck badly because it's just so big.
Mm-hmm. You're a dude. And you can't park a truck.
The thing is, seriously, it's like the size of a small cruise ship.
Well, is there a reason that I, little person that I am, can park that truck like there's no tomorrow?
Well,
I mean,
you drive,
I can get spots like people look at me like, how did you do that?
Well, you drive it every day.
Yeah.
Look, let's let the facts and let's let the numbers speak for themselves at this point, okay?
The size of the car you're parking, you technically could be on top of like one of those old school Geo Metros and nobody would know.
And that's true.
You just pull the thing right over it. Like one of those old neons.
Yeah.
Like that could be crushed under like a soda can under your tire. Nobody would
know. Just drive this big old, it's an Armada, right?
Yeah.
And the thing's huge. It's stupid. It shouldn't even be legal. But Alan is from New London Driving School. And Stacey, I didn't tell you this, that I was just jacking with you, that Alan was giving me instruction as we were driving also.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice that you lied. That seems fair.
Oh, now it's going to be a more global problem. So you lied to me. Well, if you lied to me about this, maybe you lied to me about other things that I don't know about.
The words have come out of me. What kind of person do you really want to be? Do you want to be the person who lies to me or the person who doesn't?
Well, in that case, Stacey would like you to know that in the middle of the driving test, she pulled over and made out with Alan, the instructor.
He's a pretty sexy guy. I can understand the lore. Hey, Alan.
Hello.
How are you today?
I am very well. How about you both?
I'm doing great. Really great. Now, Alan.
Please be Stacey.
As a matter of fact, Alan, hold on a minute. I would like to talk to you about making this winner be Stacey.
Despite what you've heard on the radio or despite personality in the car, you got to take it strictly professionally.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay, strictly professionally. Mm-hmm. You are both actually very good drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of you made any serious mistakes on the road. You were checking what you were doing. You actually did what we teach our students to do. You took your lives in your hands and you protected them.
Okay, this is not soccer. There can be
this
no
This is not soccer. No, I don't play soccer. That's for hooligans. I play rugby.
Okay.
Having said that, the person that won this actually is Stacey.
What?
Oh!
Yeah!
Yeah! And let me tell you why.
Hold on a minute, Alan. We are rejoicing. Don't talk.
How is that possible?
We won't hear
you. How is that even possible?
Hold on a minute. Bert.
What?
Quiet. Stacey, congratulations on your victory.
Thank you, Jeff.
Do you have any words for the Academy or anybody you'd like to thank?
I want facts.
Bert,
I want to know the
Bert,
floor. I want to see the sheets. I want
Stacey,
to know. I want to see the facts.
Bert, if you would have won, then you would be able to get to say something. So
okay,
you need,
can I?
Yes,
my
this
time.
Is hold on, Alan. We have a victory speech coming from the winner of the driving test.
Well,
Stacey,
can I just continue just a moment?
No,
the victory speech isn't that great.
Oh no.
Okay. Oh yes. Well, Bert, the reason that Stacey beat you was simply because at a couple of points while you were driving, you went over the speed limit.
Okay.
Now, talking to Stacey about her parallel parking, quite honestly, it was awful.
Oh.
She didn't look. She didn't use blinkers. She left the vehicle about 3 feet out from the curb.
Uh-oh.
So I wasn't very impressed with the parallel parking. And if we had included that parallel parking, then I'm afraid Bert would have won.
Well, I think we have to go ahead and get me parallel parking.
Listen, the only thing with that is, I've never heard of a person dying parallel parking. So at New London, we kind of concentrate on the road and where you can hurt yourself.
And in your opinion, Stacey, there's less of a chance of Stacey hurting herself than I.
Absolutely. And I will reiterate, and both of my other instructors with me will confirm that you both did extraordinarily well.
But the winner of the driving test once again was...
Stacey.
Because
this is America. In America, there's winners and losers.
There's a hanging Chad somewhere. Go ahead, darling. Do what you got to do.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank all the listeners that prayed for me and supported me through this, because I'm sure that helped me with my confidence. Secondly, I'd like to thank my father, who's probably the best driver in the world, and that's who taught me to drive. And thirdly,
didn't your dad like roll a car and jack up his shoulder one night?
Bart, okay, this is her speech.
It didn't count. He was drunk.
All right.
You know, I whatever. So the other thing that I think is going to be wonderful is that I'll never have to say a word again in the car because he will always know that I won, and it will always be there every time we get in the car. That will never be forgotten. So I can be a silent winner and still in my silence know that I can chuckle a little because I beat him.
Oh, that's going to be the worst because now in the car she could go, hey, never mind. And then she doesn't have to say a word.
I have zero defense. Zero defense. Zero. Okay, honey, you have been crowned the best driver in the house.
I need to ask the instructor something really quickly. Is Cecil on the phone?
Yeah, Alan's here. Hey, Alan.
Hey.
One of Bert's complaints about Stacy was that she drove too far on the right side of the road, like where he said she was about to take out mailboxes all the time. Did you find that when she was
I didn't. We didn't find that. A lot of people make that complaint because the passenger's sitting closer to the mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
But she did fine, and Bert did too.
She's literally taken out mailboxes.
Alan,
before.
I'd like to ask you a question based on the question Jen just asked and something you said earlier. If you were to make a decision to drive closer to the center line or closer to a tiny little harmless mailbox, wouldn't the proper answer be to err on the side of the mailbox and be a little farther right than left?
I think an 18-wheeler coming directly towards you is a lot less forgiving than a mailbox.
There you go. Stacy, congratulations.
I mean, at this point, it's just overkill at this point.
I feel like I need to send her a gift or something because you've given us quite a present.
You're welcome.
All right, honey, congratulations. The fight is over. I can never, ever, ever bring up again.
Say it.
Stacy, baby,
yes?
You are a better driver than I am.
Actually, hold on a minute.
I just threw up in my mouth just a little
bit.
Can
you turn the music off and say that with no background? And we're going to want to note the time, whoever's doing the index. Everyone quiet.
So you want me to say just my wife, or you want me to direct it?
My wife, Stacy, is a better driver than I am.
Oh.
He's sweating.
My wife, Stacy, is a better driver than I am.
And that's all we need.
Get on, that hurts.
Yeah, that'll be the promo.
Okay,
this
honey.
Month.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, babe. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Alan?
Yes, sir.
New London Driving School?
I'm sorry?
I think that you have to reassess the way that you give tests.
Of course.
Thank you for helping us out. Appreciate it.
Well,
man.
Listen, we'll come back in a year's time and retest you. How about that, Bert?
I will take you up on your check.
When you've learned to stay below the speed limit.
He's already told.
He's
already emailed Tracy and I to find an American driving school to give a proper test on the basis that y'all don't even know what side of the road to be on. So.
Yeah, I didn't even see any of his papers, green card, citizenship, nothing. I don't even know if he's legal here. But I'm
I came over the border before they closed it.
All right, Alan, thanks for all your help. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really enjoyed both of you.
Thank you.
I got emails. We're going to have to put Alan's information up online because I got an email from another couple who wants to do.
Oh, same
based
thing.
On what they have the same argument Stacy and Bert have.
No doubt. God, that hurts. How is that possible? I was so, looking at the speed limit.
Dude, the look on your face.
I was shocked. I'm shocked. You don't even know. This is the trophy in the house. And now it's settled. Done.
You heard her. She's going to torture you with silence.
I know. Damn it. A good winner. I hate that.
And you know you're going to you're going to blow through a stop sign or make some little mistake or something like that.
Or go 1 mile per hour over the speed limit.
Right. And she's going to go, hey, never mind.
Right.
You know how Stacy likes to decorate the house? She gets way into holidays.
Yeah.
You're going to come home today and it's going to be little cars everywhere and her car trophies all over the living room.
Blown up.
Number one.
The blown up test with her score on it and my score on it.
Or it's gonna get in your head this way. If Hayden needs to go somewhere, he'll say, "Oh, I'll take him." No, I'll take him.
The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.